Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Rhonda Boone,
Lynn Broadway,
and you guys are with
the Yancey Animal Advocacy Group.
The Yancey Animal Advocacy Group. Well, congratulations. I managed to almost say advocacy once or twice. You're right.
No, I get tongue twisted too.
Well, but it's a good thing because it's the type of thing that one should advocate for. Tell me, what's the idea behind the group? What are you advocating?
We came together as a group to advocate for some ordinances for Yancey County, mm-hmm. some animal ordinances. Yancey County is one of about 10 counties out of the 100 in North Carolina that do not have any animal ordinances.
Really? Wow.
Yes. So we thought it was time that we wanted to just draft some very basic ordinances dealing with humane care of the animals, the dogs specifically in our county.
What are they asking for?
These ordinances are actually asking for basic humane care for these animals. The majority of people in Yancey County take very good care of their animals, but there is a small population where these dogs need some help, and that is our goal. And these are very simple, and they're very enforceable.
One of the main things that these ordinances address is adequate shelter. There are North Carolina statutes, very minimal and very vague, that address cruelty to animals. It only addresses intentionally or maliciously being cruel to animals.
Okay.
So that's very general, and it's all North Carolina has. These ordinances establish adequate shelter so that the dogs can at least have some sort of shelter with four sides where they can turn around to help get them through the winter or when we have rain. That's one of the main things that these ordinances address, and simply humane living conditions, that dogs are not living in 3 feet of water or living in conditions that are unsanitary.
Okay. Is it going to establish an animal control officer or part of the sheriff's department, or is that just the type of thing is taken care of by the regular sheriff's department?
Well, it is taken care of by the regular
sheriff's department.
Whichever deputy is on call when they receive a call about an animal, that deputy would respond to it. I was very surprised to hear that in 2018 there were over 360-some calls into the sheriff's department for involving animals, and the sheriff's department responded to all of them. And basically we're hoping that if the commissioners see fit to support these, that in the long term it could help the sheriff's department by reducing the number of calls that they are required to respond to.
So now you're just a group of citizens, you've gotten together, and you're doing this by way of you're talking with the county commission in Yancey County, but you have a petition drive going so that the county commissioners will realize that there is support among the citizens of Yancey County.
We have around town, we have petitions that citizens can sign to show their support. We also have a copy of the ordinances, and they are available at Fox Brothers, the Barking Basement Resale Store, the Yancey Humane Society, Crazy Critters, Cane River Vet, and Burnsville Vet. This group has a Facebook page, and it's called Yancey Animal Advocacy. And right now we have about 300 members, and there is an online petition that can be signed, and there is also a link to the ordinances. So there's a variety of ways that people can show their support for these ordinances and that they can read them and see what they're about.
This, of course, is something that it needs to be folks that are residents of Yancey County to sign. If you live in Yancey County, and this is something folks need to try to educate themselves about and find out what's going on. So, again, that Facebook group would be a good place to look. And then also these spots are all over, and anybody concerned with their animals are going to be at Crazy Critters or the Burnsville Vet or whatever. So those are really good places mm-hmm. where folks can get to them to do them. How's the petition drive going? Does it seem to be going okay?
We seem to be getting a tremendous amount of support from the community. One thing we do want to point out is that a lot of questions were raised initially about the hunters in Yancey County.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to make sure that they understand that this will not affect the hunters when their dogs are hunting and or even working farm dogs. There's general state statutes that cover all of that.
All of that, yeah.
Yes, and this will not affect the hunters. Yeah.
Well, hunters and people like that and people with working dogs, they take care of their dogs. They have good shelter. They
yes.
feed them. They take care
they
of them.
They pay a lot of money for these dogs.
Yeah, that's right.
Take care of them. Yes.
That's not the people that any of this would be aimed at. obviously. I mean, that's obvious. You know, I mean, you just can.
Exactly. You know. And like Rhonda said earlier, the vast majority of people in Yancey County love their dogs.
And
they
take care of their
mm-hmm. dogs. But these ordinances will simply give law enforcement some more tools to help that population of dogs that are being neglected.
Just to be taken care of.
Yes.
Just that simple. And believe it or not, eventually it will get to be wintertime again, and it will be cold. We had a little cold this weekend, and there's nothing worse than the thoughts of animals out in the weather when they can't get out of the wind, mm-hmm. they can't get out of the rain. That's just terrible. Now, this does just affect pet animals. It doesn't affect livestock.
The state statutes are pretty clear about livestock and even cats. And at this point, I think we have to rely on those because the ordinances, as they are written now, are what was suggested by the county attorney. They have been reviewed by the Yancey County Sheriff's Department, the District Attorney's Office, the Animal Shelter, and the county attorney. And all of the suggested changes were made to make sure they were reasonable and enforceable.
If you have all those eyes on them, then it's not like you're doing something that's going to be a particular burden on anybody. You've made sure...
This group was formed in July of 2018 after a highly publicized horse neglect case.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how this group came about, and with a group of concerned citizens. And I was disappointed that livestock was removed from them, but there are statutes in place to protect them at this point.
Again, if folks want more information, give us the list. If they want to sign the petitions, tell us again where they need to go.
That would be Fox Brothers, the Barkin Basement Resale Store, the Yancey Humane Society, Crazy Critters, Cane River Vet, and Burnsville Vet.
Okay, so those are the spots. And then the actual Facebook page, it's Yancey Animal Advocacy Facebook page. And that's a closed group, so if you want to be a part of it.
Yes, you need to request to become a member, and we will... we will approve that, and you can have access to all that information.
All the information, because it's right there and available. Okay. Well, good luck. And again, the county commissioners will...
we're going to actually propose these ordinances to them at the October meeting.
Mm-hmm.
The vote we expect to take place at their November 12th
meeting.
Right. Hopefully these petitions can remain in place until close to that November meeting so we can get a more accurate number.
Okay, so folks can continue to sign. Okay,
yes,
good. Well, that's good to know, too. So keep that in mind, and as it goes along, let us know what's going on with it. We'd love to have you back. We'll talk about it some more, okay?
That sounds good. We're always ready to talk about this, aren't we?
We are. Thank you so much.
Okay.
We appreciate it.
Thank you to our guests today, Rhonda Boone and Lynn Broadway of the Yancey Animal Advocacy Group. Ladies, thanks for stopping by. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.